Okay, time for a bedtime story. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. No, right here. The three good young men. Little Daniel. Have you any story to tell me out of the Bible today, Daddy? Yes, I will tell you a story about a wicked king. Little Daniel. I should like to hear that very much. Do you want to hear about a wicked king?
Yeah.
Okay. There once was a naughty wicked king who neither loved nor served God, that great and good being who lived up in heaven. You want to go to heaven someday?
Sure.
You can't what?
Because it's the first place. Could I want to go?
Want to go?
Yeah, do it, come here.
Who neither loved nor served God, the great and good being who lives up in heaven and who gives us life and health and all the blessings we enjoy. This king made a great image of gold.
And
set it up in a wide open plain and told all the people that when they heard some music playing, they were to fall down and pray, and pray to this golden image instead of praying to Almighty God. Get up here. Little Daniel. But that could be of no use, Daddy, because the great image could not hear what they said and could not, therefore, answer their prayers. Indeed, my son, it could be of no use, and it was very wicked, for it was breaking one of God's commandments. Can you repeat the commandment which tells us we must not worship any graven image?
No.
Well, I'll tell you. Little Daniel, yep, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them nor serve them. Correct. This wicked king took no notice of God's commandments, but said that any person who did not fall down and worship the golden image which he had set up as soon as the music began to play should be thrown into a burning, fierce furnace. Little Daniel. Oh, Daddy, how very cruel and wicked. He was indeed, my son. Little Daniel. Did the people mind what the king said, Daddy? Yes, many of them did, for they were afraid of being thrown into the fierce furnace if they did not obey his orders. There were, however, three good, pious young men who loved the one true God and who could not be made to worship the golden image. When the king heard of it, he was very angry indeed, and he sent for them to come and tell him why they would not kneel down and pray to the image. Little Daniel, what did the good young men say, Daddy? These three good young men told the king that they would not serve as gods, nor worship the golden image which he had set up, for that they loved the one true God, who lived in heaven, and were not afraid of being cast into the burning, fierce furnace, because they knew their God was able to deliver them out of the king's hand. Little Daniel, what did the king do when he heard them say this, Daddy? He was more angry than ever. He told his servants to heat the furnace 7 times hotter than it was heated in common, and to bind these three young men and throw them into it. Then the servants did as the king told them. They bound the young men with their coats and hats and stockings and all the rest of their clothes on and threw them down into the burning, fierce furnace. The furnace was so very hot that the flames came up and burnt the servants while they were throwing the young men in. When the wicked king saw that his servants were burnt in the flames, he went to look in to see if the young men were burnt also. But no, instead of being burnt, there they were, walking amongst the midst of the fire, in peace and safety. And an angel was walking about with them. This sight filled the king with great surprise, and he went to the mount of the burning, fierce furnace and called in a loud voice to the three young men and told them to come out. Little Daniel, did they come out when the king called to them, Daddy? Yes, they all three came out of the furnace quite safe and well. The fire had not in the least hurt them, nor was a hair on their head singed. that God, in whom they trusted, had sent his angels to watch over and protect them, and thus they were kept in safety. And I had no doubt that they loved and served God more than ever during all the rest of their lives. Little Daniel, what became of the wicked king who set up the golden image and gave such cruel orders, Daddy? God thought it right to punish him because he was so wicked. He drove him out of his palace and sent him to live among the beasts of the field, where he had to eat grass with the oxen and to sleep on the bare ground. End of the Bible story.